Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Happy Friday, everybody, and welcome to it. 8 minutes after 8. Thanks for stopping in and being a part of Feedback. If you want to be on the phone and call us, 715-845-2155. It's Friday. Earlier in the week, I was thinking to myself about Tuesday. I was like, good gravy, this week is dragging. Then all of a sudden, boom, we're here at Friday. So it's open phone lines. Anything you want to talk about, give us a call. 715-845-2155. You are the official producer of the program this morning. I do have a couple of topics on tap, if you would allow me. And if not, that's fine, too. Following up, one of the things I found very interesting yesterday, I was thinking of you yesterday, Tom, as I was going through the news outlets. You know, we talked about the Democrat California senator, the state senator, that was arrested and indicted
right.
for weapons trafficking.
Yeah.
Didn't see anything about that story on CNN, Huffington, some of your other favorites. I didn't see any stories, but I did see stories where they were saying the report that came out of about Chris Christie saying, yeah, it looks like he did not know about Bridgegate. There was a lot of stories criticizing that and going, oh, well, sure, if you can believe a report. Taking shots at Christie, but not so much taking any reports about a Democrat senator, state senator, selling arms to radical Islamists. I didn't see anything of that.
First of all, that part of the story is not really part of the story.
That it's radical Islamists
right,
he was selling?
Right.
Oh, I mean, so we should ignore that?
First of all,
it's not part of the story? It's who he was selling the weapons to.
Actually, he was actually buying them, right? He was bringing them in to give to Raymond Shrimp Boy, whatever his name was.
Okay.
I mean, the story I had from the San Jose Mercury News, which is a legitimate newspaper in the Bay Area, had mentioned nothing about radical Islamists.
Okay. Well, they chose to ignore that.
Well, they're a legitimate news source.
Yes.
They're a legitimate journalistic entity as opposed to a website that may be having a partisan point of view.
A lot of the liberal outlets were choosing not to cover the story.
I'd have to look before I agree with that.
Okay. All right, let's go to the phones. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Oli.
Oli?
Yeah.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Steph. See, I wanted to call and congratulate you on your show yesterday morning.
Oh, okay.
You said you was 110% right.
Remind me what I said. I don't remember.
We need a Christian president.
Oh, yeah.
A Christian president.
Yeah.
You know, I would like to say one thing. Tom would look up in the Bible, you know, the NIV, you know, the International Version, to look up Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 1 through 4, and read that to your public. It talks about the left and the right. Yeah. You know, a few months ago, Tom mentioned that the Bible was wrote by people that was 6,000 years ago. But that's true. They did write the Bible, but God told them what to write.
Yeah, I am one that believes that the Bible was inspired by the Holy Spirit, and that wrote the Bible, for those of us who believe, is also dwelling within us to help us interpret it and understand it. There's a lot to it. Thank you very much for calling in, my friend. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Have a good one. Back to the case. That was my observation, is that there didn't seem to be a lot of news coverage about it anywhere else.
Well, I punched in California State Senator to Google, and I'm getting 126,000 results. It was covered in most of the legitimate newspapers in the country. I'm seeing it in the New York Daily News, the San Francisco Examiner, the Washington Post, the Boston
I'm not
going
to disagree with you. It was on legitimate news outlets, but not CNN, not the Huffington Post. Now, thank you, buddy. Thank you.
Right,
I couldn't have asked for a better lead-in than that one.
I didn't look at CNN. CNN had to cover the story somewhere.
Oh, it was buried, but yeah. But you have to go looking for it on other news. And I will admit, okay, when Fox News has that as their headline story, you can say that there's a slant both ways. I'm not going to say there's not. But I just found it quite interesting, the difference. Okay, let us now move into the issue of preconceived notions. I mentioned as we were getting ready for this that Stephen Colbert on his show did a very controversial segment, and man, has he gotten a lot of blowback from it. And I start this by saying one of my favorite quotes I have ever read, and I can't remember who originally said it, but the line is, I am responsible for what I say. You are responsible for what you understand. And nothing could be a better example than the Stephen Colbert issue. We've got one more phone call coming in. Let's find out what's happening. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Les, what's going on, man?
Les, how are you, my brother? Let me look over here into the other side of the studio. Oh, look, you're not here.
Yeah, I had some things going on with my little boy today.
So I got you. All right.
I didn't catch the show yesterday. But I've had for a while, because I have, you know, I lean conservative, and I have certain views, but I think they're a little bit kind of different than some other people. Your earlier caller was talking about we should have a Christian president, correct?
Yes, that was a statement that I made yesterday. I said that when I vote, I want a leader that seeks the wisdom and the direction of God. I want a Christian leader.
Okay. And now I feel a lot of people in this country might, but do you know that, and this is something me and you'll have to get on, Seth. First of all, I want to say that, you know, David, the king of Israel, the one that led people, you know, he started out with the giving the Israelites hope that they could get back to their homeland. David himself was pretty corrupt.
Oh, he had some issues that he had to deal with. Absolutely.
Yeah, he was, but
I wouldn't say corrupt.
David took one of his best generals' wife,
yes,
impregnated her,
Bathsheba,
so he wouldn't be embarrassed by this happening of the word getting out. He sent him back into battle, knowing that he was going to get killed. So everything was cool with the woman that he had impregnated, yeah, which was But I digress. That's not what I want to get at. What I do want to get at is, as conservatives, we pride ourselves on always going back to, like, what would the founding fathers do? What would the founding fathers say?
Right.
You know, in actuality, the founding fathers didn't want you persecuted nor prosecuted for your religious values.
Right.
However, if you research the founding fathers, quite a few of them didn't really look at religion the same way we do. In fact, George Washington probably would have never been elected had he been in the 21st century now.
I don't know about that.
And I'll tell you why. First of all, you know, George Washington wasn't really a complete Christian, as we would say today, because he believed that things like the Immaculate Conception and the Resurrection were too far out for logical thinking men.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they kind of really had a problem with the church, because the church, the church gave the king pretty much, you know, all the power. You know, they gave him to go ahead. Not, man, the Masons were persecuted because the Pope and the church felt like they had too much power. They were too influential, and they were starting to kind of cut into their power.
Gotcha.
That was one of the bigger reasons that those cats got together and rebelled, quite frankly, because they felt like this isn't logical.
Okay, you brought up about three shows worth of subject in this one 2-minute segment, and thank you. The important thing is that most of the founding fathers, at the very least, believed in an intelligent creator and higher being. They may not have come out and said, I believe that Christ is the Son of God and therefore our Savior. They may not have, but they did believe in a higher being and a guiding spiritual force. Most of them did.
Most of them did, absolutely.
And so when you have a circumstance where you're saying, well, you know, I don't want, or you know, you got to look at it, they weren't all Christians, granted, but they weren't all humanists. They weren't an individual that said, we don't need the guidance of God, we got this figured out.
No, that would have been totally against their principles.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't think that the way we look at religion as far as leaders today, that they would have been really in the higher pool for selecting them, because some of the things they saw themselves. You got to think, you know, you even think back then where you had Jefferson and you had Ben Franklin. They were kind of being ousted at the end of their lives because they believed in plural planet theory, which suggested that we can't be the most intelligent people out here. There must be something else, some other planets, because mm-hmm. this place is just too vast. Well, back then, man, that was heresy.
Sure.
You know, these cats were ousted. They were like, man, no. We just, so, I mean, even now, I mean, take the Christine O'Donnell thing. I'm not a witch. Back then, they would have been considered saying stuff like that. You know what I mean? If they were here today.
Right.
So they're like, I don't know.
So you're not going to make it into the studio today. This is all the less that we're going to get.
Well, it looks like it, man.
All right, brother.
There's plenty of me to go around because we got a serious Sean Hannity issue
yes.
we got to discuss.
We will address that on our next program. How about that?
All right, man.
All right, buddy. Take care. Take care of your kids, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, man.
See you, man. All right, and with that, we're going to take our first break. When we come back, we'll get into the issue of this Stephen Colbert thing. He has a character on his show that came out, and, well, you know what? We'll just play the audio from it.
Yeah, well, it's going to be different when you hear what was on the show and actually the Twitter thing that caused all the controversy.
Well, it was, which came first, the Twitter, the tweet, or his show?
I believe the show came first.
The show came first.
And
that's my understanding.
The Twitter post obviously had no context from what the show
mm-hmm.
was about.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what is causing some of the uproar.
The brouhahar.
Yeah.
Well, it all comes down to, like I said at the very beginning of this segment, I'm responsible for what I say. You are responsible for what you understand. WSAU feedback coming right back.
Sean Hannity, today at 2 on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome back to Feedback. 715-845-2155 is the phone number if you want to be a part of the show. All right. Let us now take a listen to what Stephen Colbert put on his show. Stephen Colbert, on his program, decided that he was going to take up the issue in a humorous way, brilliantly humorous way, of the Washington Redskins owner, Dan Snyder. Dan Snyder said, he came out and made an announcement that he's established, again, Washington Redskins,
right.
which arguably is a offensive term for Native Americans.
Arguably.
He came out and said that he has set up a foundation to help Native Americans. Basically, that's his way of...
But they're going to keep the name.
They're going to keep the name, but he's going to set up a foundation to help Native Americans. So Colbert took a brilliant approach at this.
For those who aren't familiar with Stephen Colbert, he is a fake conservative pundit. He basically does a satirical show where he pretends mm-hmm. he plays a conservative pundit,
mm-hmm.
but usually ends up skewering the conservatives in a backhanded way.
Yeah, and what's really interesting is when conservatives get behind him and say, oh, he is amazing, he's so great. And I laugh because it's like, wow, you are not getting
you're
the
not
humor.
Getting the joke.
And there are a lot of times when, and listen, there are a lot of times he pokes fun at the real lunacy of some of the people that he pokes at. And I find his humor to be brilliant. Sometimes it's quite painful, but it is brilliant. So this is the spot that he played on his show in response to the owner of the Washington Redskins setting up a foundation to help Native Americans. This is the
Snyder sent a letter to Redskins fans laying out a plan to start the Washington Redskins Original Americans Foundation.
That's right, the Washington Redskins Original Americans Foundation, because Redskins is not offensive if you only use it once in your name. Folks, this move by Dan Snyder inspires me, because my show has frequently come under attack for having a so-called offensive mascot, my beloved character, Ching Chong Ding Dong.
Ooh, I love tea!
Ching Chong is part of the unique heritage of the Colbert Nation that cannot change. But I am willing to show the Asian community that I care by introducing the Ching Chong Ding Dong Foundation for Sensitivity to Orientals or whatever. It is a wonderful charity. Thank you. I will applaud my sensitivity as well. It's a wonderful charity that's already provided 3,000 of those triangle hats to Asian Americans in need. I assume there's a need because I never see him wearing those things anymore. And I owe all this sensitivity to Redskins owner Dan Snyder. So Asians, send your thank you letters to him, not me.
Brilliant. That is absolutely a brilliant piece of satire. It's fantastic. However, there was a lot of people that heard that and the subsequent tweet that he sent out that basically said the same thing, starting the Asian American.
I've got the tweet in front of me. The tweet was just, I am willing to show the Asian community I care by introducing the Ching Chong Ding Dong Foundation for Sensitivity to Orientals or whatever. Has none of his explanation about the Daniel Snyder situation or the fact that he's poking fun at the Daniel Snyder situation.
Those that have followed Stephen Colbert on Twitter, do you think maybe they've heard his show once in a while? Do you think maybe they've heard his style of comedy once in a while?
Well, some, but apparently not all, because there are some tweets in response that are basically calling Stephen Colbert a racist. And
calling for the cancellation of his show.
And
those people are ignorant of Stephen Colbert's style, and it is a shame because the individuals that are yelling and screaming and calling Colbert a racist, calling for the end of his show, completely missed the entire point. Colbert came out and was in support of those that are calling for the end of the Washington Redskins name. He did it intelligently. He did it brilliantly. It was effective. It was funny. It was well done. Very, very well done. And those that are calling for his ouster, you know what? You're showing you just don't get it, do you? You don't. And that is a real shame because that's the problem,
One of the people responding makes a good point. They say you can't hide behind being taken out of context when you're the one who tweeted it out of context.
No, he didn't tweet it out of context. No. I disagree with that. I disagree with that criticism. He tweeted it, and if you are a follower of his, even if you're not, and you read the tweet, the most responsible thing to do is go do a little research before you start your mouth. Oh, I'm so offended. I'm so offended. Blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you something. I read an article the other day that somebody posted on Facebook that says that, what's his name? The NASCAR racer, the guy that used to have the rainbow painted car. What's his name?
Jeff Gordon.
It was an article that said Jeff Gordon finally comes out of the closet and admits a homosexual relationship with somebody else. This person posted it on his Facebook as real news. I knew it, blah, blah, blah. And I thought, oh, my gosh. I went and actually, read the article, and it was blatantly satirical. It was from one of these fake news agencies that always does it. And I thought, before you react, read the source. Everybody who got all bent out of shape and attacked Stephen Colbert, they are guilty of reactionism. They are just reacting. They're not informed, that's a problem.
I'm wondering if Stephen Colbert actually tweets his own stuff or if he has a staff member do it for him. Because there are a lot of celebrities that are on Twitter, but they don't do the actual tweeting. It's one of their assistants or whatever.
Either way, he's ultimately responsible for
it. Well, sure.
He's ultimately responsible for it.
You would think that he would check them before they go out.
You would hope. All right, we're running really long. Let's take a break. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. What do you think? Was it brilliant or was it racist? 715-845-2155. We'll take your calls when we get back.
The News, Talk, and Packers Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.